To another episode of Sheer Motivation Podcast. I'm your host, Elena. Click that like and subscribe. So today we're just going to jump right into it because I don't have a whole lot of time. This episode is called The Sweetest Part. So if you're like me, this week I've been on a hustle and bustle. I've been dropping kids off, picking kids up, having parent-teacher conference, helping with homework, dropping off at practice, picking up from school. It's a lot going on. But one thing is for sure, we are going to make it through this week, okay? We're going to make it through this day, and we're going to make it through this week. Ooh, so I told you in a previous episode that I've been making a practice of every morning before my feet hit the carpet, just thanking God for waking me up and asking him to go before me on my day and make my path as straight as he can make it. And so, as I'm trying to spend more time with God and develop my relationship, because that's been an obstacle, okay? So as I'm working through the work week, slaying those dragons, I am trying to make sure that I touch bases with and be in constant connection with God, even if it's just saying, Lord, just thank you. Just thank you for that thing that you did. Thank you for that way that you made. And so this has led me to a lot of reflection, right? And a lot of thinking. And it led me back to a space like 3-4 years ago. And I found myself in like a really dark space. And I mean, I don't know about you, but growing up in church, I was always taught to never question God because it's almost as a form of disrespect. You know, now I'm not here to untangle how nobody grew up or nobody's religion or anything like that. I'm just sharing that for me growing up, it was taught that if you question God, it's a form of disrespect. And so that space of not feeling as though I can bring certain things I'm dealing with to his feet and ask the why really forced me to disconnect, right, in areas and just deal with it or not. And the way that was showing up was just anger. It was just being short with my kids, or you know, just 0 to 60 real quick. You know, and I didn't really give myself a chance to use those moments and develop and further develop my connection and my relationship with God. So about 3-4 years ago, like I was saying, I found myself in a whirlwind. And what I mean by that is a lot of things that were normal to me were becoming abnormal. It was like I was in this glass box. And I could look out and see just things that were and had always been beginning to crumble. And I didn't ask why, because again, you know, I was always taught growing up to not ask the why because it's disrespectful. But when you have so many moving parts that are starting to look so different, it's almost like you can't help but to ask. You know, I had a marriage that I was in that was dissolving. I had certain friendships that were becoming distant. Certain things about the friendships felt different, felt abnormal. Almost as if just trying to get my attention, maybe, you know, and it's again, I never questioned the things. When I would pray, I would just say, you know, Lord, I need you in this moment. I need you with this thing. But I really hadn't questioned him about the why. So I really didn't even know how to pray and be specific about what it was that he was trying to show me or tell me. And so it was my work relationships, my job, you know, I was feeling sort of like it was dead end, like I wasn't fulfilled there. And it was all these spaces and places where I just was no longer fulfilled in those spaces. And they were crumbling, they were looking different, they were changing, and not necessarily for the bad, but not for the good either. And I really didn't understand it. And so a short time after, I found myself just in a totally different space. And it was just really dark because those things were not in my life as they had been so long. And for the first time, I found myself at a crossroad in my adulthood where so many things were different that I had questions. And so when I would pray, I would include the questions in my prayer because I felt like, who else is going to give me the answer? You know, who else is going to show me what I need to see, whether it's about this situation, whether it's about myself? You know, I was a wife at the time, so it was like, could I be a better wife? I had friends. Could I be a better friend? You know, there were moments where I was trying to partake in friendships and I had nothing really to give because I was dying inside in my own situation. And when I looked to the left and to the right, I was by myself, you know, but I had, you know, supported and shown up for so many people, you know, and it felt for the first time in a long time that I was again by myself. And so the interesting thing about my relationship with God, the hardest part is that he's a living spirit, but he's not a person that you can tap on the shoulder and you can sit down with and see and feel and touch in the physical form. So the answers I wasn't getting right away. And so I was growing impatient. And in the midst of just everything changing at once and looking and saying, well, wait a minute, that's not right. Well, this is happening because of this, but this part is wrong. This part is not true. This part, they added this or they changed this and this person doesn't. And in that moment when I just felt like spiraling, there was a sense of calm. There was a sense of peace. And there was like this still sort of internal, I really can't even explain it. It's a still sort of sense of internal calm and peace and direction all at once. And it was almost like a nudge, like it's some things I need to show you, you know? And so it was the death of my life as I knew it then, but I wasn't realizing it was a rebirth of where I needed to be. And I had spent so much time looking at all of these scenarios and longing for them to be the way they once were. And I began for the first time to start to see, maybe this is exactly how it's supposed to go. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. There were times I went to the club and hung out and you have this aha moment where you're sitting there, you're looking around and you're like, this ain't where I'm supposed to be. Like, I need to be doing something that's meaningful. I need to be doing something where I'm pouring back into myself. Like, this was cool, you know, when I was young and I didn't know no better. But now I'm in a different space. You know, I want to make memories. I want to see the world through a different lens. And I don't want to hang on to what once was. I want to move forward and push forward and do things that matter, be around people that matter, be around people that's pouring into me like I'm pouring into them. And instead of questioning God, my prayers just became about my requests. And it was just so funny because I could hear like, well, you know, if you don't ask me, you won't know. And for the first time, things began to come together after this long drought of quietness and friendships became different. You know, suddenly I found myself connecting with women who were speaking different. Their goals were different. Their journeys were meaningful, you know, and I was just like, man, I lost so much of myself during this time, but in this phase going forward, I'm gaining so much more, you know. all of the full circle moments began to close in with the lessons attached. And for the first time, it didn't feel like it was in vain. You know, God gives us things and he takes things away, and he places us in spaces and answers prayers that we often forget that we pray. And I was definitely one that had to be reminded, you know, the many times I prayed to have, you know, a sense of family, because I lost my mom at 18 and my family is in another state. And we'll get to that on another episode. But just the feeling of having a true family, you know, a sisterhood and all of the things. And, you know, God has humor, and he said, well, this is what you pray for. So I'm moving you, I'm shifting you, you know, because this is better for you. And I had to trust that. And that was the weirdest thing, because again, for me, God isn't, he's a living spirit. But again, we can't see him in the physical. So it's so difficult to essentially trust someone you can't see in the physical. And growing up and being told not to question God and question certain things taught me how to disconnect. And I was like, well, I don't want to be disconnected. I don't want God to disconnect from me, and I don't want to disconnect from him. And so it's just been one of those full circle moments when I thought about the entire week, and I thought about the hustle and bustle of parenting and working and running a household and juggling things that come up unexpected, and taking that time to start my day and end my day with just a simple prayer, you know, just to say, you know, God, I thank you for allowing me to make it back home safe. So many people aren't even making it back home safe. And, you know, that led me to the sweetest part. The sweetest part is God is all knowing. And just the idea of, well, I'm going to go to church when I start doing less of this and I get into this sort of space. It's like, well, why am I waiting? Because you already know what I'm going to do before I do it. So I'm just going to bring me all my mess to your feet and ask you to help me through it, you know, and to show me why I'm wired the way I'm wired. Show me how I could have been a better wife. Show me how I could have been a better friend, you know, but also show me the moments where I did support and I did evolve and I did grow, and show me where you stretched me, because although it was painful, I learned so much. So show me where I need to work and show me what I have worked on. And that was the sweetest part, because knowing that God has been there through the entire process and being grateful that I don't look like some of the things I've been through, that I'm not on drugs, that I'm present enough to be there with my kids and to show up and drop them off and pick them up from practice and get them from one end of the city to the other. It reminds me that I'm alive. It reminds me that I'm still being given grace and another opportunity to wake up and get it right, even if sometimes I feel like I don't deserve it, you know. And I'm grateful that his grace and mercy renews every day, because that is the sweetest part about the whole thing, is we can go through all of these things, take things for granted, take losses, and still stand and still have God with us on that journey, where he is showing us the lessons, but also, you know, not beating ourselves up. And that's what I didn't want to do. I want to beat myself up, but I want to be accountable and know what areas I need to still grow in, but also celebrate the areas that I have grown in. And to me, to have God's love and his mercy and his grace and his covering, even when I look back on moments and just feel like I wasn't even deserving, like, you know, it's the sweetest part. So the stretching, the lessons, the dragons that were slayed, the losses, the wins, it's all sweet because, again, it's a reminder we're in the land of the living. So if you are struggling to make it through this day, this week, this month, if you found yourself in a dark space and you're questioning the why, leave it at his feet. Leave it at his feet because he will answer. He's going to answer when you want him to answer, but he's going to answer. And the way he answers is going to be so much confirmation. It's the good, it's the bad, it's the things you need to work on. It's that stretching that's going to just really, really nudge you in the right direction. So you're going to make it through this day. You're going to make it through this week, this month. Keep pushing so you can get to the sweetest part. Okay. And that is this week's episode of Sheer Motivation Podcast. Join me each and every week where I'll be here. If you don't have time to watch the whole thing, check me out on iHeartRadio or Spotify. Okay. And click that like button. All right. I will see you next week right here. Sheer Motivation.